This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nothing new under that flag. Hi, everybody. Scott Hinnom back with another hour. What's on your mind? Powered by MyPillow. And we have some MyPillow prizes going out today to anyone 18 to 34 of any age that calls us to tell us what they're most concerned about in this country and what they're doing about it. And, you know, there's a lot of people in that space, 18 to 34, that work in the oil and gas industry. And we have a federal government right now firmly aligned against you. Every one of you. We're going to talk about the challenges of this moratorium on federal lands and how that impacts the state of North Dakota, the economy, private mineral owners, as well as the recent announcement that, hey, we want you to OPEC to drill more. We want you to produce more. Come on. Pull some more oil out of the ground. Compete more with us. Hard to believe, but Lynn Helms will be here to talk about the latest month of oil and gas production plateauing and what that means. He is the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and then we'll also continue our conversation with all of you, which I've really enjoyed. And I promised I'd get Lydia in here before I get to Todd Mitchell, who is filling the bus today with school supplies, and Lynn Helms, who's standing by. Lydia, I'm going to get you in here quick. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hi, Scott. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Lydia. Thanks for calling.
Awesome. Hi, I'm 19 years old, and I like to listen to your show and Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro a lot. So while I do my cleaning job and stuff, so it's definitely, I've learned a lot from listening to podcasts and reading stuff. And I think what I find interesting is that when America was founded, it was kind of unique from other countries, and how other countries, people who lived in other countries, they didn't even really know what freedom was. Like, oh, freedom? Oh, that's kind of nice to have. So I think that's something we kind of take for granted here. But I think you talked about, you know, the concern that we have about America. You know, we're losing our freedoms. And I think we talk a lot about, you know, how the Democrats are trying to take our freedom and stuff. But I think even there's a lot of Republicans in the national level and here in North Dakota, too, who are not really fighting against it, and in some ways they're actually helping take away our freedoms too. So it's just, I think that's the concern that I have.
Yeah, we saw a lot of that during the COVID era, didn't we? Where basic, simple tenets of health freedom flew out the window.
Mm-hmm.
It is heartening to hear me. It's heartening for me to hear you talk about listening to this show and informing your opinions. Charlie Kirk's another good one, by the way. He'll be in Fargo September 2nd. If you don't have tickets yet, AmericanExperiment.org, special deal for students there. ConservativeAdvocates.org. ConservativeAdvocates.org. Let's go to Conservative Advocates. They're bringing in Charlie Kirk September 2nd at the Avalon in Fargo. So a chance to meet him and see him if you go to that website. But Ben Shapiro, Charlie Kirk, they're that younger set, and even an old gray-haired guy like me you're listening to. But I love the fact that you...
Oh, yeah.
The nugget you take away from that is that America is unique. How many people in your circle do you believe see America as unique and an experiment, really, that has the potential of going away? Right? I mean, it doesn't. Many of them do not last. You know, similar experiments across the globe have lasted a lot less of a lifespan than we have. You know, do you think your friends understand that? Your colleagues, your circle, Lydia?
I think a lot of people, they kind of know it. They either just kind of assume, they just take their freedom for granted and don't really think that it's special, or they might know that it's special, but they're not really willing to do it anything to, they maybe don't realize that it's being taken away from them, and they're not willing to do anything to actually keep their freedom.
But you are.
Yeah.
Because you're at least taking the time.
For our freedom.
Yeah, you're taking the time to have those conversations, and that's a great role. Did you realize, you know, just a conversation over coffee somewhere, you realize how unique this is, what we have, these freedoms, and what happened to do it? Good for you, Lydia. Hang on, we're going to get you a MyPillow prize. Love the conversation with 18 to 34-year-olds. Others welcome as well, and if you'd like to call Mr. Lynn Helms, do that after we find out from Todd where he's filling the bus today. Two locations in Bismarck. Bring the school supplies and fill the dang bus. Right, Todd?
And if you haven't done the shopping, we can do it for you. We'll take that monetary donation and turn it into whatever we're short of. But I'm up at Red Carpet, North Bismarck, right across Century High. And we have a bus down south off Washington and Expressway. Both in place until about 6 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow it's all going to get sorted and distributed. And it's a real quick process. It's really amazing just how much a couple of school buses and supplies will just boom, disappear the next day. But if you can't make it to Bismarck, if you're nowhere near Bismarck but would like to help, you can go to BTS Foundation. BTSFoundation.com. Look for Fill the Bus there, and you can also donate online. And it's reassuring to hear the 17-year-old you were just talking to, and I got to admit, there's a part of me that wonders, how are the Trump years going to be portrayed in the Biden years as this fall's kindergartners get to junior high and high school and start learning whatever they get taught by that point? How's it going to be taught?
Yeah, no, those are proper and due worries for sure. Todd, thanks. And folks, again, what I heard there is just drop off $20 bill, drop off a $10 bill, come by with a $5, and they'll make it easy for you as well to fill the bus. Thanks,
absolutely.
Todd. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Check in with you later. Lynn Helms is here, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, good morning, Scott. What's on my mind is this pitched uphill battle that the state of North Dakota and our citizens and our oil and gas producers are faced with in terms of trying to feed the economy and the job market in the state of North Dakota.
And what roadblocks stand in the way of that right now, Lynn? What's most frustrating in that effort for you as someone that has watched the ups and downs of oil prices and production and weather in North Dakota and all the different impacts? To me, the most frustrating part is all this is very preventable right now.
Well, I agree. And the two biggest roadblocks that we're seeing are the federal administration, which at every turn is hindering or trying to slow down domestic oil and gas while encouraging foreign oil and gas. And then what we call the ESG movement on Wall Street, which is horribly uninformed about the importance of petroleum to modern life on this planet, and is forcing our corporations to make choices and decisions that run counter to long-term plans for supplying us with those important petroleum products. But number one right now, the most quantifiable, is, of course, what the Biden administration continues to do. The idea that someone would cancel the Keystone Pideline and then ask Mideast countries and Russia to increase production is just mind-boggling. And then we had a little glimmer of good news on the federal leasing moratorium, in that when they announced that they're going to appeal the Louisiana decision, they said, well, we're going to restart lease sales in the meantime. Problem is, they didn't tell us when. And so what we're going to be asking a federal judge to do is give them a deadline and say, you must by this date or there's going to be some consequences. Every month that this moratorium drags on, the state of North Dakota loses $2.3 million in terms of oil extraction tax and the present value of the taxes and royalties and income. So every citizen in the state of North Dakota is losing their share of $2.3 million every single month that this thing drags on. And when you look at the private royalties that are being hindered by this decision, every month that it drags on, it's $1.7 million of private mineral owner money that's being lost in this process. And nobody talks about that. So I'm going to.
Yeah, I'm glad you are. And just so folks understand, the state is the biggest mineral owner. And so that's why that impact on the state is $2.3 million. The $1.7 is people that have risked their capital to buy the ability to do this. So when you say federal lands, oh, that just messes up the federal government. No. That messes up the pocketbooks of North Dakotans, as in the entire state and our economy, but also individuals. That's a punitive decision for those two entities. It's pretty darn important. More with Len Helms on this. One thing I want to get into today, after we dig into the numbers a little bit for the last month, is the amount of activity that is happening despite all that. And we've seen that movie before. It happened during the Obama administration. We do have the benefit of private ownership in places that are not federal lands, but they're just making it that more difficult. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, powered by MyPillow today. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com for all the great deals. More after this.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of My Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bach and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Bought a man-made shed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea.
Yeah, sweet Bach and crude right there. The Beverly Hillbillies started it all, and I tell you what, it's quite an enterprise in the great state of North Dakota right now, today. And we talked about the preventable roadblocks in the way of that. There's a lot of things that are happening. I want to talk about that with Lynn Helms. If you have a question or comment for Lynn, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, call us now at 800 228-0550. Remember, if you're 18 to 34 today, you go to the front of the line, and as long as you channel your frustrations into something you're doing about it, so I can feel a little better for the future of the country, we'll get you on as well. And after the bottom of the hour, we'll return to your questions, comments on Afghanistan, on the federal debt, on inflation, anything else. But down to the bottom of the hour, Lynn Helms is here. Brought to you today by Action Movers. And I tell you what, their business is booming right now, so they're hiring. Warehouse men, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, no, I repeat, no experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions, you have to pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, incredible opportunities right now, never been a better time to join the moving industry. And they have one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers and owner-operators. Local, regional, over-the-road opportunities for you, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more. Visit one of their offices, Action Movers. Two A's in action. Action Movers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. Just stop in. Or call them at 566-5532, 701-566-5532. Back with Lynn Helms. Lynn, can you describe the current activity? Because I think some people see these ups and downs, and they hear, you know, about the federal land moratorium, and they hear about OPEC, and they think, oh, gosh, it's you know, we're down in the dumps. We're anything but down in the dumps right now, correct?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Scott. I know that during the legislative session, we were concerned about production falling, but activity is healthy. We're at 22 drilling rigs and 10 frack crews, and they're completing 45 to 55 wells every single month, and that's holding our production flat. Gas production flat to up a little bit. We've got gas processing capacity to keep us in good shape for the next 18 to 24 months. We're capturing 92 to 95% of the natural gas. And even with the big Hess plant in Tioga down, they implemented a gas transfer project. So the new plant, the outrigger plant over on the Montana border, was able to pick that gas up and process it and keep it from being flared. Also, we've heard from our top 10 producers that they're going to add 3 drilling rigs and 3 frack crews before the end of the year. So it's anything but down in the dumps. We would like to see more activity, and of course, this federal business is hindering it. But operators are optimistic, and they really are planning to start next year growing production again, growing jobs.
Yet the numbers are plateauing. We've got New Mexico nipping at our heels to take over the number two spot. Beyond the federal government roadblocks, what else do we need to get back in the game, so to speak, from the standpoint of, you know, that track to 2 million barrels a day?
Well, one thing we really need, Scott, and we didn't get to that second hindrance, but there is a group of activist investors out there that are using something they call ESG to really pressure boards and private capital investors, and there are no rules about what you are if you're ESG. So we really need our legislators, Congressman Armstrong and Senators Kramer and Hovind, to lean on the SEC and to lean on their colleagues to get some rules put in place as to what is ESG and what does it mean to a corporation, because right now, you can have a group of activist investors come in and pressure an enormous company like ExxonMobil to move their capital out of Arkansas to West Africa. That is not good for the United States of America. And so that's a really important thing that we need to see happen.
Let's go to Tim in Fargo with a question for us. Tim, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just in regard to what Lynn's talking about. One comment, the other day I filled my vehicle and I was paying $17 more for a tank of gas than I was under the Trump administration. So when you talk about the price of stuff, everything hits home. That's one of the comments I have. The other thing I'm I've got a question on, is the Fargo school board getting federal funds to mask the kids in Fargo? West Fargo is unmasked. The private and chartered schools are unmasked. Fargo is not. What is going on with the Fargo group? Is there something underlying thing that's taking place there? Scott?
Yeah, so Tim, let me speak to both of those questions.
I was going to let Lynn answer here, Tim, but go ahead, Lynn.
Your spending every time you fill your tank is completely unnecessary, and that's a tax that every citizen in the United States is paying for these bad decisions and these bad policies with regards to domestic oil and gas. And on the other matter, I find it really interesting that our government is able to pressure private organizations and unions into to doing what they cannot constitutionally do, which is requiring vaccination and masking. But that's what's happening, and that too needs a correction.
Well, I'm presently spending some time in my daughter's house, and I said, hey, you got to organize. You gals got to organize. Get to those parent teachers things and all that stuff. I said that's the only way you're going to turn this thing around. But and she's hot on it, so that's all good to hear. So.
Well, it is good to hear because that's
anyway,
what it's going to take. Yeah, Tim, I appreciate that very much because that's good advice for your daughter and for her circle as well. Yeah. This is about education. This is about roads and bridges. This is about all of those things. And I'm so glad you called today. Thanks very much. Let's see here, Nate in Fargo. Quick question for Lynn. I'm up against the clock here, so go quick, Nate, if you can.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I've talked to you a few times on the phone, Lynn, about Russia, the Baznach Shale Basin, and their in the Biden. And how North Dakota fracking teams went over to the Ukraine and to Russia on U.S. taxpayer dollars. And I told you how I was very worried about North Dakota oil. And now with Nord Stream 2, the sanctions lifted off them, sanctions sounding like they're going to be lifted off other oil companies that are working with them because Biden wants more Russian oil. Is that some of that starting to set in a little bit now that I might have been right? And what are you guys doing in federal court? Are you using any of that information to try to say, hey, what's going on here? We can't have fracking and horizontal drilling in North Dakota, but out there in Russia and Ukraine, where our U.S. taxpayer dollars are paying for that, it's okay over there. I've talked to Ms. Nesbitt about that.
All right, hang on, Nate, because we are up against that clock now. We'll give Lynn a chance to answer this on the other side of the break and then get back to more of your calls, questions, and comments. Lynn, if you can hang tight for just a couple more minutes, we'll do that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and an open phone time for the rest of the hour as we continue.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Veterans of the Afghanistan war react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stojanovic opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. As vaccine requirements are popping up around the country, from restaurants in New York City to attending a football game in Las Vegas, Nevada, proof of vaccine is now required. U.S. Department of Justice officials say they've charged an Illinois-based pharmacist, Tang Tang Zhao, with selling dozens of authentic COVID-19 vaccine cards on eBay. The criminal complaint alleges he sold 125 authentic CDC vaccine cards for about $10 apiece. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Did you know that Advanced Business Methods is an employee-owned company based right here? Which means what? Your money stays right here. Today's printers are high-end computers. Did you know that? Hackers can get into your servers through your printers. So ABM knows the security risks. They provide products and software that keeps the outside world out and your network safe. They've done this for half a century, 50th anniversary coming up, 50 years of serving the business community with the best products, best service you'll find anywhere. Go online to find out more about them at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. Len, the question from Nate, I think he set it up very well. Your take on Nate's concern.
Nate is spot on. Here in North Dakota, we developed the technology to produce horizontal, unconventional oil and natural gas, and that technology is being used against us in other countries. And, you know, that's the way capitalism works, but the problem is that our own government is encouraging their use of the technology and discouraging it here. Nate asked if this was going to be part of our federal court process, and of course it's not. That lawsuit has to be very specific to the cost to North Dakota of the lease moratorium. But I just came from a meeting in Colorado where 21 of the oil and gas states got together and talked about this exact problem and how we can educate and communicate and help our domestic oil and gas production. So it is a hot topic, and we are working on it. It's not going to be part of the federal lawsuit, but it's going to be part of our work within the Interstate Oil and Gas Compact Commission.
You and I have had a conversation before about concerns about McKenzie County's county commission becoming anti-energy. This is led by a woman by the name of Kathy Scarta, who is on the county commission. I've talked about her before. There's an article that came on Politico in which you and I are mentioned speaking about this in one of the previous conversations we had after the director's cut came out. And talking about the need for folks in McKenzie County to let their voices be heard, because a small group of people led by Ms. Scarta are in fact dominating the conversation right now. And I'm having a conversation today on the air with 18 to 34 year olds about the future, the people that are providing for their families right now from the oil and gas industry. I want folks like that who just get up every day and go to work to come out of the shadows and talk to McKenzie County Commission members about how much this industry is providing for the state of North Dakota, providing for McKenzie County, providing for Watford City, the new schools, the Rough Rider Center, all that opportunity coming from this development that, honestly, I can't look objectively at this and not say you've got people who want to shut this down. And this political story talks about Kathy Scarta being the champion of the effort to regulate the industry, is what she says, that, you know, that there needs to be more, and she talks a lot about the heartache in the oil field and you know, all the bad. Now, what this report didn't go into is the personal benefit that has gone to Kathy Scarta and others from this industry, whether that be easements or, you know, disposal sites or whatever. It's a political story, and it is political with an O, but political AL as well, because, you know, this is an agenda journalism. And basically, this reporter came here 7 years ago, comes back, how's things going? Oh, they're terrible. So let me ask you about the big criticism from her that you are not properly regulating the industry, because that's what she's saying here, and the industry's sort of run amok. What do you say to that, Lynn?
Well, thanks, Scott, and I've read the article. I don't think it's any accident that Politico, a very liberal organization, did a hit piece on McKenzie County and the North Dakota Republican Party following the results that came out on the U.S. Census last week, showing that McKenzie County had the highest population growth of any county in the nation. Number one, okay, that's great news. So they need to pour some cold water on it. And that's certainly what they did. I would encourage every McKenzie County resident to Google this Politico article. It's called Where Republicans Are Starting to Worry About Big Oil, and to read it to see what it is that their local leadership has to say about what made them number one in population growth in the most recent census. And I will say this, even amongst the group that I met with in Colorado, North Dakota's regulatory process is looked at as the leader around the nation. The other states look to us for leadership and for innovation and for new ideas and for how to hold the industry responsible but allow it to grow. And it's anything but the truth that we do not adequately regulate this industry within the state. But our charge, you know, and our governor is the voting member of the Interstate Oil and Gas Compact Commission. He's not just charged with regulation. He's also charged with improving the life and economy and health of the citizens of North Dakota. And I don't think there's any question that that's happened in McKenzie County.
And by the way, Kathy Scarta, McKenzie County Commission member, is someone that I have met before. She says in the article she hasn't talked to me ever or met me. That's not true. I actually emceed for the Watford City Chamber of Commerce, candidate forum in which she was a participant. So this is just not accurate on her part, but I don't expect Politico to be accurate. But I look forward to a conversation with her, and I'm sure you do as well, Lynn. I know that we're going to be in McKenzie County for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting, and I'm efforting, you know, to be part of a conversation there with Kathy Scarta and anybody, and I'm going to invite members of the McKenzie County Watford City community to be there and have a dialogue with her about what she says she is championing, and that is impeding progress of the industry. Do the citizens of McKenzie County and Watford City want the industry to be impeded? Do the taxpayers want the industry impeded? Because that's what she's saying, bring it on. Bring it on. So I don't think she's hearing from enough people. And if you want to take on anything, I'll call, whether you're 5 or 50 or 100, and recognize the impacts. Nobody denies that there have been challenges in Watford City and McKenzie County. You can't grow at the rate they've grown and not have impacts. That has been managed more effectively in that particular part of North Dakota than any place on the planet because of good leadership. So I would hope she would join that leadership team and shape it reasonably, but say, let's embrace it. Let's be part of what this industry has done for this city, this county, and for the entire state. That's my recommendation to Kathy Scarta. I'll deliver that message personally to her and every other member of the county commission that will listen, because I share your concerns about where it's going in the future. Lynn, anything else before we let you go?
Not a thing. Thanks for having me, Scott. And it's not all dark clouds. There's plenty of sunshine out there, and we do have a healthy oil and gas resource and industry here in this state.
Sure do. And that is an important message in the middle of these challenges. They're really self-inflicted wounds at the hands of the Biden administration, and we're, you know, going to go to court. They're going to be adjudicated. They're going to be dealt with, and a judge and others will have a chance to find out whether they're punitive or whether they're reasonable. Lynn, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
All right. Great to be here. Thanks, Scott.
Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, the director there. Grant Bismarck's been waiting to weigh in here. Grant, you're next. Then Tom and Bismarck and Ryan and Minot. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, Scott. Hey, just noting your 18 to 34-year-old crews. I guess I'm at the top tier of your age group, but I've hired and fired a lot of guys. I run a small business, and we just need more grit on everybody. And the way to get that is to have good leaders, not politicians, because everyone's kind of always passing the buck, passing responsibility. They're just kind of here for me. I mean, I have a good crew of guys right now. They've been with me three to 2 years, and it's really hard to come by good people. But then also with this younger crew that's a little bit younger than me, you can't take everything so personal. You got to be able to take some constructive criticism. And that's kind of where we're headed, is our language is getting turned upon us, and you can't say anything, you can't offend anybody, but you got to be able to take everything with a grain of salt and move on and learn from it and retain it. If we can't do that, we're not going to get much further than where we're at, and we're not going to improve our society as a whole.
Don't you think that's a result of Grant, of just some... it's a cultural thing amongst the parents, really, of the people you're talking to be able to take constructive criticism. It's sort of, they've lived in the everybody gets a trophy world, you know, and where teachers walk on eggshells and can't, like my teachers did, put me up against the locker and say, get your crap together or you're going to go nowhere in this world,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, I have some really great coaches and teachers, and I feel like I was probably on the tail end of your teacher putting you in the locker, but I never had that. But I had teachers that were very strict, very good looking back at it, and we were always, you know, kind of stressed out about always school and trying to perform and making sure we were in every sport involved. I mean, I was from a small town, but we had to do it to keep the program, and now that you can do anything you want, it's just, you can't, you're not there to help the program and, you know, make a good name for yourself and just get a good work ethic, and that's where you learn it is in your high school years. We got to figure out how we get that work ethic back in this, the younger crew coming up, too. I mean, it's even, sadly, people that are in the workforce right now, we got to get them that work ethic, and you've got to be able to take constructive criticism if you're going to move forward, because if you get in the leadership position and you get in the position where everyone's looking to you for solutions, and you don't have them, we're in trouble. I mean, just look at where we're at right now, the current administration. That is what our results will be going forward if we don't have anybody that can step up to the plate and lead. We need leaders. Trump was the first one to crack it open, question everything, and call it out.
Now, you couldn't have said this any better, Grant. I really don't. I mean, I think waiting for anybody to fix the problem is a really bad strategy. And you've done it with your crew. You're mentoring people to say, look, just be able to take a little bit of, you know, candid, non-passive aggressive truth, right? Here's what I want you to, and I'm not doing it because I don't like you. I'm not doing it because, you know, anything personal. I'm doing it because I want you to be better. And whether you do it for me or whether you do it for the next company, you're going to be better as a result of it. You're going to learn. That's what we all had from our parents, grandparents, and leaders that were around us, whether that be a good teacher or a good employer. You're doing great service there, Grant. You really are. And I think, I hope it's a challenge for others that see the work ethic, shake their head and go, oh my gosh, you can't even believe these people don't show up. You got to give them a bonus to show up. They come up with every dumb excuse in the world and actually start shaping them. It's a great point. Grant, hang on. I want to get you a prize for MyPillow of your choosing. From the great Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, by the way, or 800-506-9028. The sheets are on sale now. The sheets, folks. Great deal. Best ever, in fact.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69 cent bottle of water that is good all month long.
That's special at PetroServe USA.
The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32 ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch family packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Rendition of the Star Spangled Banner by Whitney Houston. And what a talent. What a talent, that's for sure. All right, and remember, there's nothing new that happens today or any day all around the globe under that flag. It is flown over a lot. So as discouraging as these times can be, remember, if you have to be in a very challenging time, there's no better place to be in it than the United States of America if we do something about it. And I've never been more encouraged about the youth of America in that 18 to 34-year-old camp than I have been today. I've really filled my bucket with today's show, so thank you for that. Tom and Bismarck, Ryan and Minot, before we're done here today, Todd's going to tell us a word about Schwann's and also about filling the bus so quickly here. Go ahead, Todd Mitchell.
You know, I locked the keys in our station vehicle, which doesn't have the OnStar app on my phone like my Buick does. So if I'd have done that with my Schwann Buick, I could have just grabbed my phone and done. So one more reason to upgrade to a Schwann Buick or GMC. By the way, that's a lifetime warranty, comes with all the used vehicles as well. The way all the used vehicles. Get all the details. You can shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Build the bus. Got to thank Edward Jones for dropping off this huge, huge box. It was supposed to say hi from Rick Claver, by the way.
I can't hear. Rick Claver, did you say? You're cutting up on us, so I can just hear a little bit what you're saying. Who wanted to say hi?
Rick Claver.
Rick Claiborne, yes, Rick Claiborne, of course, North Dakota Banking Association. There you go. Tell Rick hi. That's great.
So, thanks to them. We're at the Red Traffic Car Wash location in North Bismarck, where I am closing tonight, also south on the South Washington and Expressway. If you're nowhere near Bismarck or can't make one of our buses by 6, you can go to btsfoundation.com and donate right online and help the kids out.
All right, Todd the Radio God, come on, see him and fill that dang bus today. Drop off a $10 bill, a $20 bill. They'll buy the supplies for you. Do that today. Thank you, Todd. All right, friends, before I go to the calls, Tom first, Ryan next, let me tell you, it's Wednesday, and the deals are great at PetroServe USA. You're going to pay the lowest price on fuel, and you're going to go inside, you're going to home cook it and grab-and-go convenience. All month long, every fountain pop is 49 cents. I love that. Fresh baked cookies are 3 for $2. And if you don't like lasagna, this is not your place. MP Avenue downtown, PetroServe USA, or Valley City. Swedish meatballs in Valley City and West Main, West Fargo. Beefy noodle on 12th Avenue and I-29. Glendon beefsteak fritters today, PetroServe USA. Tom Bismarck, what's on your mind? Tom started to talk and then hung up the phone. I don't know what happened. He got a little excited about coming on the show here. Ryan and Minot, take it away. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Sam, I'm 31 years old. I'm very concerned about the future of this country. I feel like our politicians just are out of touch with us normal citizens. And I don't know. We got to get regular, everyday people that are in the communities to represent us in Washington. You know, our debt keeps going up and up, and these people just keep voting with their friends. What happened when Trump first got in office? We had the majority in both houses, and they did nothing.
Can I tell you what happened there? Can I just give you my own 2 cents real quick on that, Ryan? You know what? Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House. Donald Trump wanted to do infrastructure first. I wrote about this in my column last week. That was the first thing he wanted to do because it would have been a bipartisan win. It was a smart thing to do, and we'd actually had hard infrastructure the Trump way with permitting reform. First order of business in the Trump administration, Paul Ryan in the swamp said, no, we got to fix Obamacare so we have the money to pay for the infrastructure, and, of course, couldn't deliver John McCain. Vote. So you're right. You're right.
Well, the best friend of these politicians. You know, they vote a certain way, and then we forget about it. And then when everything comes up to elections again, and then they're your best friend again. And what happened at the end of Trump, all of a sudden all these politicians that were riding the coattails of Trump just turned their back on him. We need people, younger people in our communities to get back and to represent us. Because I feel like they're just not doing it anymore.
And by the way, I don't think that's just at my own personal opinion, Ryan, for your take here. What in the world is going on here? The strangest noises. I don't know if you guys are hearing that or if I'm just hearing that or what's happening, but it's not pretty. Anyway, not just for federal office. Be a legislator. Be you know, a school board member, a city council member, a McKenzie County Commission member. You've got a majority of the McKenzie County Commission that is anti-energy development at this moment today. If you effectively look at votes that have happened over the last year or so, you'd say that about the Planning and Zoning Commission. You'd say it about the McKenzie County Commission, the number one oil-producing county in the state. So you couldn't be more. I know you're in Ward County, Ryan, but my point is this. We have a recall right now. Four school board members in Fargo are being recalled because they're not listening to people. That's the way to take things by the reins, too. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, I agree, absolutely. I think we need better representation in Minot at the state level and especially the federal level.
Hang on, Ryan. I want to get you a MyPillow prize for calling us in that 18 to 34 camp. You've inspired me today, and we'll do it all over again tomorrow, folks, on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, and 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV. And go to Newsmax.com for breaking news now, 24/7. It's a source I trust, and you can too. Watch Newsmax TV today. And if your cable company doesn't have Newsmax, tell them, get Newsmax now. Newsmax TV.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.